Before we get the report from Administrative Director Stephen Jarre, I'd like to claim executive privilege. And after I'm done, invite you to claim the same. As Chair of the Judicial Council, I'd like to acknowledge our Judicial Council Secretary, Administrative Director, colleague, friend, sounding board, and great public servant to the people of California. Despite being described by one legislator as, quote, a silver-tongued devil, Steve Jarre is above all a modest and humble man, someone who does not ever seek out praise or attention or comment. And in fact, I may have to ask CHP to seal the doors so he cannot leave. Or I may have to request that whip that I received on our visit to Amador County.
Still hers.
After 22 years as a judge and two rounds as presiding judge in Shasta, and a further 2 years as our administrative director, as we all know, Steve Jarre is retiring for the second time. That's a lot of twos, and I know Steve's other half, Karen, will be glad to get him back full-time. Steve leaves a deep legacy of public service. He was there for the Trial Court Funding Act. He marshaled it through its initial beginnings. He led the next evolution of the Judicial Council staff, and he's gone through and created and really soldiered through transformative periods leading our judicial branch. He contributed with intelligence, integrity, eloquence, as we know very well, diplomacy, and always in good faith, always cheerfully. He is a true public servant. He's been a Judicial Council member himself, and he is also a former recipient of the Jurist of the Year Award, an award that we will be recognizing tonight at our Distinguished Service Awards. When he recently announced his re-retirement after the 2-year term he committed to us, Steve received universal praise and congratulations from within our branch, from our sister branches, and from our justice partners. I will miss his insight, his integrity, his calm demeanor, and his dry humor. But I am grateful for the work ethic, leadership, determination, I would say innovation, rolling up his sleeves, learning every minute detail, and telling you every minute detail if you cared to know it, and his dedication to the cause of justice. So before I present Steve with a Judicial Council resolution, I do invite comments from other council members. Yes, Justice Hall.
Thank you, Chief. I chaired the search committee when Bill Vickery had announced his retirement, and we had a number of applications from all over the country. But unfortunately, as the search progressed, many of the people who had expressed an initial interest in the position, many qualified people, began to withdraw their names for a number of different reasons. And by the time we were approaching the end of the search, there were some fine people that we interviewed, but none that we felt really had the skill set that we needed to have an effective administrative director, especially at that time. And during the course of conversation among the members of the search committee, we decided we needed to see if any of us could think of people who might be qualified, number one, and willing to step forward, number two. Without burdening you with all of the details of that, Judge Jarre's name came up. Having been a prior member of the Judicial Council and having had a sterling career, professional career, as a judge of the Superior Court in Shasta County, and we inquired as to whether or not Judge Jarre might be foolish enough to say yes to us. It turns out that he was, and I will only say this, Steve, and that is that if you had not stepped forward at that time, I don't know what we would have done. In my view, you performed in a superior way, and you really have carried us over at a very critical time in the branch, and I personally appreciate every minute that you've put into it. Thank you.
Judge Baker and Judge Walsh.
Well, thank you, Chief. Steve Jarre and I are close friends. We've known each other for a long time, and I know him in several different contexts. When I returned to my hometown of Reading to practice law. My first appearance was in front of Judge Jarr, so I appeared in front of him as a litigator, and then I had the pleasure of working with him on the Shasta County Superior Court when I was appointed to that court. And then, of course, I've worked with him here on the Judicial Council. I know Steve well enough to know that he's a very humble, very modest fellow, and he probably hates this these comments that we're all making right now. But as we all know on the council, it's not about us. We serve a greater good. It's about the judicial branch. And I think it's a real inspiration to honor someone like Steve Jarr and contemplate everything he has done for the judicial branch. It serves as inspiration to us and others. And you, Chief, mentioned quite a number of accomplishments that Steve Jarr has encountered while he's been with us. But I want to highlight just a few that you may not know about that he accomplished when he was on the Shasta County Superior Court bench. He was a civil practitioner in Shasta County from 80 to 86 with the firm of Bandel, Swanson, and Jarr. And he joined the bench initially in 86 as a justice court judge. He was initially appointed by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And then Governor Wilson eventually appointed him as a Superior Court judge in 91. He served as RPJ in Shasta County for 4 years, 93 through 96. He was unopposed for election throughout his career. He oversaw a major courthouse renovation in our county. He prepared Shasta County's first countywide local rules. He implemented a civil case delay reduction program. He developed a plan to fully consolidate the muni courts with the Superior Court. He adopted a direct home court calendar model for our criminal courts. That was back in 94. We still use the same model that he created back then. As you mentioned, Chief, he was a recipient of the Judicial Council's Distinguished Service Award. He served on the Judicial Council. He chaired RUPRO. He has been appointed to so many committees, commissions, and task force by both Chief Justices Lucas and George. I can't name them all. He's a consummate professional. He has impeccable ethics. He's obviously a leader. He's been an outstanding friend of the judicial branch, and he's been an outstanding friend of mine. So congratulations, Steve.
Thank you. Judge Walsh.
Thank you, Chief. On behalf of the trial court presiding judges, I want to compliment not just Judge Jarr on his fine service for the 2 years, but this group for picking him. He was absolutely the right person at the right time. I can't think of anyone more appropriate to guide us from the point where we were when he took over to where we are now. He's got great credibility. He's a judge's judge. He's a PJ's PJ. When you PJs would talk to him, he'd say, "Oh, I've been there. I had that problem." And he could talk to us directly and with great authenticity. I was with him many times in Sacramento where he spoke on behalf of the branch. And we often would then follow with our little one-minute piece. But he was the one who would lay down on the barbed wire for us, take the initial hits. And he was always eloquent, always organized, and you're always proud to have him speak for you. The PJs, as you may know, are a somewhat independent-minded bunch. They rarely agree or on unanimously on anything. But I, not to reveal confidences, I was charged by Ken So and others when they were doing Judge Jarr's review about a year ago to check with all the PJs and get some input. All the input I got was highest accolades. Not one PJ had a criticism. Everyone gave high praise to Steve. And again, this is a pretty tough bunch. So I don't know how we're going to replace Steve. I don't know how you find anybody who can fill his shoes, but I do know this. He certainly earned his right to a happy retirement and goes not just, I'm sure, with the praise of this group, but the thanks and praise of all the presiding judges. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Judge Walsh. Justice Ashman Gerst.
Just a couple of comments. I have to tell you, I've had some experience with Steve recently. If you want to get something done, just ask Steve. He never lets things slip through the cracks. All you have to do is mention something to him, and before you know it, it's resolved. And I have two really just short examples. One, I had brought up the issue of research attorneys for the small courts. The next thing I know, it's done. Then I wanted to be sure that everyone was getting their updates through materials, mentioned it to him, it's done. Steve has had a lot of huge issues to deal with, as we know, over the past 2 years, and he's involved in so many things. But you know what? He doesn't lose sight of some of the things that might be smaller in scope, but are no less important to those of us that are on the council. So, Steve, I want to thank you and wish you happy hiking.
Thank you, Justice Ashton. Judge Herman.
Well, first of all, I'd upgrade from silver to platinum. And second, I'd strike the devil piece, because you really have been our angel over the last 2 years, Steve. And we're all extremely grateful. And one thing that was not mentioned that Steve mentioned to me this morning is that he's completed his visit of all 58 courts in the state of California, which is extraordinary over a two-year period, in addition to all the other duties that he's performed. So thank you, Steve, and it's an honor to know you.
Judge Rosenberg, Judge Glessman, Judge Stout.
Just briefly, I want to say it was an inspired choice by the committee and by the chief and by this council. You have exceeded our expectations, which were high to begin with. You have set the bar very high, and you've created the mold for the position. The one thing that really impressed me about Judge Jarre, and the chief mentioned this, is his calm demeanor. There were many occasions when I would have expected you to run around in panic mode. But that never happened. You always dealt with every issue that came up, big or small, so professionally and so calmly. It must have really inspired your staff as well. It certainly inspired all of us. You will be greatly missed by this council. I do wish you the best in your retirement.
Thank you, Judge Rosenberg. Judge Glassman.
Thank you, Madam Chief. I've gotten to know Steve fairly well over the last year, which, as you said, seemed like three. I'm here representing the California Judges Association and its president, and one of the perks of being the president of that association is that I get to choose and present the President's Award, and I have chosen Steve Jarre this year, so I get to speak a lot more about him at our annual meeting, but I want to congratulate you on your retirement and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Judge
Stout. Judge Jarre, I also want to thank you for your accessibility and responsiveness. There's never been a time when you didn't immediately respond to the needs of the trial courts, as far as I know, and been very supportive and responsive to the small rural courts, and I'm very appreciative and grateful for that. And, I know there were times you were accessible even in the backcountry. And as Justice Ashman Gerst, I wish you happy hiking. You certainly demonstrated to us that you can take on any challenge and climb any mountain. And in your retirement, you've got a base camp in Bishop, and you're welcome to explore the Eastern Sierra. Thank you.
Thank you. Judge McCabe, then Jody.
Thank you, Chief. Tumultuous is a fair description of the time when Judge Jarre appeared both internally and externally for the branch. Anyone brave enough to walk into the eye of the hurricane by itself was enough for you to have my respect. Then to have dealt with you and to, in essence, echo what has been said about you, and I won't repeat them, furthered my view of you and my respect for what you have done. You've helped to calm the seas in truly one of the most transformative times that this branch has seen in such a short period of time. One thing that wasn't said is you are a eloquent speaker. My dad was a speech coach, so he spent years with all his kids, and he failed with me, so he gave up. But teaching others, and I would just like to hear a from you one time. Just once, would you? You're killing me. You are very articulate and poised, very appreciative. If my dad would hear, he would proudly claim you as a student of his if he could. But to you, I wish you all the best in your endeavors, and my heartfelt thanks for coming in and serving. You're a true trooper, and I appreciate the effort and the result. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge McKay. Jody.
Thank you, Chief. On behalf of the Judicial Council staff, I think I can speak for everyone. We want to express our sincere thanks and appreciation for Judge Jarre's leadership. As has already been stated here, he took the helm during a very, very challenging time, and his steady and thoughtful leadership has been crucial and has made a huge difference in this organization and with the judicial branch as a whole. The one thing I can say, there is a drawback. When you work with Judge Jarre, at times you need a dictionary. because of his broad and creative use of the spoken language. But during the past 2 years, you've not only been our boss, but you've become a great friend to many of us. And we've learned a lot about Judge Jarre from a personal perspective. He's got many interests, including cars, baseball, football history, hiking, running. But most of all, what we've learned is that he really loves cookies, and he loves chocolate and Butterfinger bars. So if we've learned anything, it's you stash your Butterfinger bars because there will be none left at the end of the day otherwise. And in Sacramento, we have a lot of our staff who love to bake cookies. And we have dubbed him the Cookie Monster because it's not unusual to see him eating at least half a dozen cookies. Not that anybody's counting, but easily six. Lastly, we've learned that one should not be mistaken by the cover of the book. There is so much more to Judge Jarre and the chapters that demonstrate his life history. It's been a pleasure, and we wish you the very, very best, Judge.
Thank you, Judge. I know we have many things to say about Judge Jarre, and we'll have an opportunity to do so tonight at dinner as well. So brace yourself, Judge Jarre. But we would like to have a photo opportunity for presentation of this resolution.
Jody, you weren't criticizing the cover of the book, were you?
Not at all, Judge.
Just checking.
I will be brief. Certainly, most everyone around the table knows that the staff has really led the charge. Jody, Kurt, and Kurt have been absolutely indispensable in assisting this fish out of water to become involved in public administration at this stage in the game. Each has different temperaments, talents, and convictions. Each is an extraordinary public servant who is devoted, as all of you know, 24 hours a day, every day of the week. But it's not just the quantity of the time they put in, but it's the extraordinary skill that they apply to their work and has kept me on the rails constantly and on time. Many of you may not know that Tina Carroll, who is our executive office liaison, serves behind the scenes to complete that wonderful package. And I say it advisedly because to say to complete the package leaves out hundreds of people that I've dealt with and worked with and relied upon throughout this wonderful agency. When I do things well, we refer to it as the product of Tina Carroll's wonderful work, and when I don't do things as well, it's because I didn't listen to her as carefully as I ought to have. But I couldn't begin to go about describing particular circumstances in which our staff members as a team, together or individually, have provided the kind of assistance that have led to solutions to problems which you, in turn, have put into place as policy. So my gratitude to them is endless, and to you for the opportunity again to serve. I'm ever so grateful.